grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Ooh, yes it is. That time of the week where we focus on the dak leaf and the ever-progressing freedom of it in this country.
Cannabis boss, Mr. Chris Fowley.
The dak man.
Man. I love it. Good afternoon. I do need the Batman symbol. But you know what it would mean.
Yeah, it'd be a mint big old leaf, eh? Hey, speaking of signals, first order of business, what was going on the weekend?
There was a beautiful sunny, cast your mind back all those days ago to Sunday.
Beautiful
sunny day.
Sunday.
We're talking Sunday. Last day of the holidays, people going back to school and that the next day, everyone out enjoying the beach out where I live. Lots of people out there, and the police decided, with the help of their buddies in the army and some other hired hands, to do a what seemed to be a bit of a PR job. But what's a PR in favour of? Because they spent the day, as I say, on a Sunday, and they don't normally do these things, going around all the beaches of West Auckland, all Piha, Karikari, all the Whatapu, Huia, over the ranges, the foothills, looking in everyone's back garden. Now, you can't do that just driving along and snooping over the fence. That's not legal. You need a warrant, but you apparently can if you're in a helicopter. So they do that, flying below civil aviation rules, which specify a certain height, but they have an exemption to that. There's a rahui on the ranges. You can't go walking in it, but they can go spraying in it. There's all sorts of weird things going on, but to choose to do it on a Sunday when we've just passed medical cannabis legislation, making it legal, there's a statutory defence in there where people who are undergoing palliative care are now legal to use medical cannabis and are legally allowed to obtain it. And the police's own data that they pay for their drug harm index, which, by the way, they tot up all the money they spend on eradication, they tot it up as a harm of cannabis. So in this strange circular logic, the more money they spend on it,
that's so perfect,
the more harm they're saving. Let's throw $1 billion at it, and then it becomes $1 billion harm, you know? It's just ridiculous. So, it was very strange to be doing that on that day of all days. But I saw them with my own eyes, and the social media was going off the hook out there. It certainly wasn't a popular thing for them to be doing. And I think a lot of the local politicians out that way will have taken note. Their jobs are up for election later in the year, and I don't think they will be favouring what was going on, the snooping and spraying in everyone's garden. But it was cursory.
What do they spray?
Roundup. And
aggressive.
Yeah, and it's got this kind of stuff mixed in it, which makes it soak up into the plant more. They do put a blue dye in there too. So if you see, that's one thing, right? If you see any cannabis out there, if you've ever offered it or whatever, you see it out there and it looks unusually blue.
Okay.
It's kind of like a cyan blue, a copper blue. But if you break a stem, it's up the middle of the stem. You'll see like a blue dot in the middle of the stem.
Your view is this is perhaps somewhat of a play.
Well, it was a cursory inspection. They weren't thoroughly, doing everywhere around Piha, but they were making sure they were very visible.
How does it work with, how come they can just cruise around in the army helicopter? How much does that cost?
Spray roundup of all things.
How do I get you? Can I just go out and, I need to borrow the helicopter for a minute?
It was an official information aid request. I think the helicopter was about 50,000 an hour.
But
the army takes care of, the Air Force, they take care of that bill, you know. It's not actually counted as the police's expense. It's like training or something, you know.
But we somewhat.
But they could be doing better
we?
Training, like search and rescue. And if you want to play with their toys, there's better things to chalk up as training than going around spraying poison in people's back gardens. I would have thought, especially now, you know.
Yeah,
but maybe
it was a
super cunning ploy by supporters among the police who just think, hey, we've got better things to do. Let's just show everyone that we're out there wasting our time so that people realise and they vote in favour of the referendum and we can get on with better things because we're sick of enforcing this law.
I want that to be the case. That would be really rad. But
let's think that way.
I've got a funny feeling it's just making hay while the sun's shining, isn't it? Just get out there and keep doing this thing because you can until you find another thing that you have to police.
It was very odd anyway.
I agree.
But they do it out that way. If they did it over the suburbs of Auckland, I think there would be a real outcry.
Yeah.
But it's like, out west, that's you lot.
Well, I'm in Grafton, so it's just police helicopter all the time.
Could they spray Roundup in an urban area? What's the difference between
an
urban area?
They seem to have exemption to do what they want, you know, so who knows? But certainly we've had reports over the years where they've done
grim, just a dusting
in people's
around.
Actual back gardens. And I've been sent photos from people with
so they
the spray
down
up
with
the side of their house.
How does it work?
I've seen, as I say, I've been sent photos with this blue spray up the side of people's house. So they do, on occasion, get a little bit overzealous with it. But, you know...
Crazy yeah. times.
And meanwhile, big study of the week, if anyone didn't hear, and that's that there was a study came out of medical cannabis users overseas. It was a very big one, and it found that it was associated, so rather than being a gateway, like people like to say, and we always hear this, and we're going to hear more of it as in the lead up to the referendum,
right.
What they found was access to legal cannabis decreased people's use of alcohol, tobacco, and prescription medicines, all of them.
I already knew that.
By really substantial amounts. Yeah, obviously, we all suspected it, but here it is in the actual data.
Right, and, cool, cool. This is what actually we need, like you do... Yeah, it's all good, like, saying these things, and, you know, there's... Is this in our country, this study, or is this a
this
different...
This is in the States, and I think Canada, too, and, yeah, they're basically saying it's an exit drug, not a gateway drug. When people get access to legal cannabis, they stop doing other things.
Oh, far out, like, there you go, propaganda. Sucked in.
That's not what, you know, Big Pharma necessarily wants, though, is it?
What, are you trying to get us all killed, John?
They don't. Yeah. Shit. Yeah, I don't think they actually get to call the shots. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So my OxyContin, I might not need it quite as much.
That's right. Yeah, the people use less
or get
off it completely.
Back up a little bit, John.
And those are the drugs that, you know, as we see in America, this huge epidemic over there with just tens of thousands of people dying every year from these synthetic opioids.
It's ruthless. It is. It's an epidemic, actually. Upgrade that comment.
By the trial's conclusion, 45% of participants had ceased completely the use of benzodiazepines, those people who are on them. And let me quickly look up. Can't quite get to it. Well, anyway, it was a very large 25% reduction, I think it said. No, 31% stopped using booze altogether. 37% reduced their intake by at least 75%.
Right. I mean, I can speak from experience. If I go to a bar, I... would 9 times out of 10 rather smoke a joint than have a drink.
51% of tobacco smokers gave up completely.
Right.
70% of prescription medicine users substituted in part with cannabis. That's massive.
That's ripping, yeah. Cold hard facts. Those munters in the chopper sprayed my chilies. I don't even grow pot. Ha ha ha. Someone just texted in.
Wow. I mean, don't eat those chilies.
Well,
they would be very, very bad.
Well, I mean...
carcinogenic, in fact.
Might be. Yeah, don't eat them.
I just can't believe that they have license to fly around spraying carcinogenics.
It's not
crazy.
The chilies!
Well, it's Roundup. It's not officially, I guess. Well, is it? You know, that's controversial. But yeah, it's Roundup with a gelling kind of agent that makes it stick and penetrate.
I feel like if you've got your chili sprayed with whatever the hell they're doing, Tessa, you can probably start growing pot now. Hey, if they're assuming that much, I can get amongst. They'll think that they've killed your crop anyway. Yeah?
Maybe.
That's a weird man.
Maybe. They might be back later. Yeah. Anyway, odd. Shame on you, police, or good on you if it was a cunning ploy. But either way, you know, you've got people out that way at least thinking, this really sucks, and we're going to change the law.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, no, it definitely kicked off on the old socials for sure.
Mm.
Interesting. Interesting stuff. Good on them, I suppose.
Yeah.
Good on you, Chris, as well. Thank you very much, mate.
Thank you. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media. I'm in love with me.